our 53-man roster?
Well, it's yours. Let's make it very clear. This is your 53-man roster, and I might take umbrage with some of it. Okay, let's go. Quarterbacks, you're going with three, right?
All right. All right, folks. You can hear us. We sound like Manning. I love that comment. I think it's Brock Purdy, Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen, Mordecai Cut. I think that's pretty cut and dry. I think they usually keep three. Do you have a, you know?
As of today, I think it's two. I think that they let Dobbs.
They could use an extra spot.
I think they let Dobbs go, and they keep Mordecai around on a practice squad. Allen is the number two. I don't think that's any question. I thought he played well enough to qualify as a number two. He's one of the worst number twos in the league, but he's a number two.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, last year he was a three, and you could, you know, is what it is.
Yeah, I think they have shown they value the quarterback position a lot, so that's where I'm coming from on that. But I also think when I keep doing the math on this roster, you keep two quarterbacks. You got a lot of extra space, and I think there's some spots where, you know, their special teams looks like a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, if you can keep like a Chase Lucas or a Zeke Turner, like I think they can only keep one of those guys and pop probably neither.
Yeah.
But you've got a lot of corners you like. I think they'd be better served keeping two, but I do think they'll keep three.
Okay, so that's where you're at. Yep. Again, I think the flexibility of opening up a roster spot helps you with offensive line.
Yep.
I mean, would it
hurt a defensive end?
That's right. So maybe you go down to 52, and then you have a spot to where someone gets cut, and you don't have to cut someone to bring somebody in.
Yep.
Something to that effect. Or you know, especially with all the injuries too.
Yep.
You know, a key thing to make sure that you have a little bit of wiggle room on the roster.
Yeah.
So that you can get someone through. And then PUP him.
As a point of note, Josh Dobbs was guaranteed $2.35 million, fully guaranteed. Not much, but it is all fully guaranteed.
He got guaranteed twice as much as Brock Purdy's going to make?
More than twice as much, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going great.
It's true. Oh, there goes Malik Willis.
And there goes Sam Womack from the roster.
Yep.
Okay, so run me through the running back situation.
Running back situation. Kyle Juszczyk. I think it's McCaffrey, Mitchell, Mason, Garendo, new thing that's actually
notable. Explain the Garendo thing.
New thing. So you remember how you used to have a guy on the roster and then put him on IR?
Yeah.
The NFL has changed the rules.
It's good because they play in the NFL.
Where now you can, the day before roster cuts, I believe, you can put a guy on IR and then bring him back later in the season like normal IR, which is how it should have always been.
Okay.
So Garendo, I think they'll do that with him because I think they do really want to bring him back, and he could be a valuable player for this team, especially on kickoffs.
Yeah.
But he hasn't practiced. I think IR is the clear decision for him. And then you somehow have four other running backs: Cody Schrader, Matt Breida, Keyshawn Vaughn, Patrick Taylor Jr., who's hurt.
Yeah.
He's still on the roster. I think it's between Breida and Schrader, and to me, Breida was on the market until this last week. I think you can put him on your practice squad. If he's gone, whatever.
Kyle Shanahan's almost officially said that, where he's just a body. And legitimately, I'll say this about Vaughn and Breida. Yeah. They've looked good.
They have looked good.
They've
fresh
looked good.
Legs.
But they really like Cody Schrader.
He's good.
He's really good. He had an awesome blitz pickup in this game at the goal line when they had 99 yards to go.
That's important.
These are the things that matter. And I just think that they would be absolute fools now that we've seen, you know, unsurprisingly, I think in practice you could kind of go 50-50.
Yeah.
There have been days when he's looked incredible. There have been days that haven't been so awesome.
He's getting swallowed up. I just think when he gets even the tiniest bit of space.
In the game, he's been
so physical.
And I know the numbers won't show it. He has, you know, 6 yards on five carries.
I don't care. He looks good. Tight end, I think they keep three.
Mm-hmm.
I can't rationalize a way they keep anyone other than Kittle, Braden Willis, Saubert. Willis is your other pass catcher. Saubert is pretty all around. I think he's kind of the number two.
He's your quasi tackle.
He's looked good. Latu has done nothing for me.
They're so happy to cut him.
Yeah, Logan Thomas has already been cut.
Yep.
Mason Plein,
not going to make the roster.
He's a practice squad project.
Have you seen anything from Plein lately?
No.
Either have I.
No. Jake Tongis. I will say, if they were to keep a fourth and have a guy deserve it, Tongis has played really well.
He has.
Like, he's a pretty good pass catcher. I don't think anyone's going to, like, come for him unless there are sickos who follow this podcast.
Well, Giannis coming in on the chat saying, Willis can't block. He's not a 49ers tight end. Ross Dwelly was a 49ers tight end for many years, and blocks just as
Willis
well.
Willis is a much better athlete than he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's actually a good point. Juwan is basically their second tight end, so I think keeping four doesn't really make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Tonjes, I think they want on the practice squad and would feel good about. Now we get to move on to the Ayuk position, wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
To me, I think you got five locks, assuming Ayuk's on the squad. Ayuk, Debo, Jennings, Jacob Cowing, Ricky Pearsall. That's five.
Lock. Inarguable.
That's five.
How many are they keeping?
I think they keep six.
Okay.
And I think it's between three guys. Robbie Anderson is hilariously on this roster somehow.
Robbie Chosen
now. And then you've got Danny Gray. I think both those guys are cut. Done. Other guys who are cut, John Trey Kirkland, Tay Martin, Frank Darby. You got three guys for one spot, in my opinion.
Yep.
Chris Conley, Trent Taylor, Ronnie Bell. My view of it is I'm kind of 50-50 on Conley versus Taylor. I think they're going to want a vet in there day one who they can rely on. Taylor doesn't do anything for you as a wide receiver. He can run. He knows the offense. He can do what you tell him to do. And he has good hands. Like, if you want him to run, like, a quick stick.
This sounds like someone who could do something for you as a wide receiver.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he's not really separating. Like, I just think Conley.
You use him in the slot. He's not next.
But that's what I mean. I think they'd rather have, like, if you're talking about, is Ayuk rusty? Is Pearsall not quite healthy?
Yeah.
Ayuk, you know, I mean, Chris Conley is a guy that you can play at X, and they did in the playoffs.
Whereas he had two big catches
Taylor,
in the playoffs.
Taylor, you can't do that. The upside with Taylor is that, you know, he can catch a punt. He can fair catch a punt, and I think they might value that more than whatever Conley brings. And Ronnie Bell, I just don't think he's reliable enough. He's not reliable as a punt returner. He has some receiving upside, but he doesn't have an athletic explosion. I think they cut him, and it's between Conley and Taylor if they want a punt returner.
I think both Conley. Oh my God, who was that? Somebody with a five on their name
was
just
it,
jumped
was
off.
Was it the
oh,
second
McGill.
Time T.Y. McGill has jumped off sides tonight? That's a tough one.
I like T.Y.
I do too.
They're going to leave him in Nashville. He's been awful, awful tonight. Poor guy.
Practice squad.
I think that both Conley and Taylor, they might have to, I don't. It might actually come down to contract, because I think Conley's actually on a contract, and I think Taylor is on just sort of a revocable, like, hey, come on into camp, let's see what happens sort of thing. And in that, they can move Taylor to the practice squad and then just call him up a bunch, like they've done with Conley over the years.
Yeah,
but I think
Conley actually got 1.5, which is not nothing.
No, and I'm sure some of it's guaranteed. And then Trent, look up Taylor
on
OTC.
Yeah,
that should make it
easy. They gave Conley basically 350K.
Yeah.
Actually, no, they gave him 500.
So there's money there. Yep. It's nothing that you need to work your roster around, but if it comes down to, hey, we got to choose between these two guys. Yeah, I mean, this is nothing
guaranteed.
There's no guarantee with Trent Taylor.
So it'll be so you think they cut Taylor?
Yeah, and then they just use him as the guy they call up, one of the two guys they call up to go to 55.
I think they would do that at the start of the season, have him fair catch punts until Pearsall or Cowling or someone else.
Yeah,
you feel good about.
Yeah,
I think that's the right way to handle it. I think Conley deserves a spot.
Yeah,
and you can actually play him at X, which is pretty valuable, and he earned it last year.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
he's
super smart.
You need to have him around too for Pearsall and Cowing, so that he can be your sort of you know wide receivers coach. I like Leonard Hankerson, but you know as much as you can have there, the better.
Davis. That might be the first sack of the day.
Kalia Davis is still on the field, which tells you something here in the fourth quarter of this preseason game.
He also has been injured most of his career. To be fair.
Khalid Davis had a bad first quarter. I do think he's been good since then.
I think he's a guy. I mean, they talked about him like DJ Jones, not nowhere even close to that stratosphere.
2 years away from being 2 years away.
Is a guy that I think just as a rotational gap plugger, has a little bit of burst to him.
Yeah.
I think they like him.
I can see why they like him.
Yeah.
Especially with T.Y. definitely not making the team.
Yep.
So, okay, wide receiver, that's figured out. I mean, the big thing there is that Ronnie Bell's getting cut. Understandably. Yep. Understandably.
I just don't think there's a spot for him.
Okay, tight end, we have that already.
Danny Gray, not that it matters.
Danny Blue Shirt Gray.
Yep.
Okay.
Offensive line?
Offensive line.
We talked a little bit.
Just the number. Like, what's the number of offensive linemen?
I think it should be 9, and I think you've talked me into 10. So, okay. you got 5
this
to
is
start.
This is why you cut Josh Dobbs?
You got 5 to start.
Okay.
You got Trent Williams, Aaron Banks, Jake Brendel, Dominic Pooney, Colt McKibbitz. You 5. Got 2 more locked.
Mm-hmm.
I think, basically locked. Jalen Moore, Spencer Burford.
Yep.
I think that's 7 right there.
Okay.
Then John Feliciano's a question mark. He's been hurt a lot.
Yep.
Did they say, we actually like what we've seen from Pooney. We believe Burford's going to come back and be okay. We actually don't need Feliciano. Or is he their backup center? You know, that's something I think.
Feliciano has taken snaps there.
They like him. I think he stays. I think that's 8. And then it's a question of, do you keep Ben Bartsch? Do you keep Nick Zakel, Drake Nugent, and then Jarrett Kingston?
Kingston's the big question mark.
Kingston's a question mark. He hasn't shown much, but they've also thrown him into the fire of just saying,
yeah, no doubt about that.
We're going to play you everywhere. Good luck. You know?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. So that, to me, I think that's 9. And then it's like,
I think they keep 10.
Do they drive us crazy? Me, in particular, keep Nick Zakel, who, listen, I've just seen him get demolished. He's looked fine tonight, not impressive, but I haven't been like, oh, he's getting destroyed every play. Also haven't been...
Legitimately in practice.
He gets rocked.
He ends up on the ground so much, and that's not an encouraging sight. That hasn't happened in this game today, so I suppose progress has been made, but
if they were to keep... They've been running Bartsch, Zakel, and Nugent at center.
Yeah.
And I don't think Nugent can anchor enough. We like him.
We love him as a run blocker.
But he's just not shown an anchor. Bartsch, I mean, it could
but
be.
But by the way, the starter at center hasn't shown an anchor either.
Yeah. But I do think they want to bring a guy in that, like, this is our backup center.
Yeah.
And I think they...
They got to cut Bartsch. After today's performance, too, he's been very noticeable and not.
He's
the good.
Looked worse than Zakel. I'll say
that's fair. I haven't caught much of Kingston, if I'm being honest.
Caught nothing of him, which is a good sign, I think, for the most part. I think
there are a lot of times you notice him in practice both directions.
Yeah,
he flashes in both ways. Not great.
Yep.
And then also like, hey, there's something there.
I think they think there's something there with him, and he also went to USC where they're running splits that are further away than Dieter and I are sitting right now by a good yard.
Yeah.
Which is just unserious program. Sorry to any USC fans out there. Unserious. we can move on, I guess, to the defensive line now.
It doesn't get better.
It's true. There. What do you... I mean,
okay.
You don't disagree.
Okay. Defensive line.
I like that we're getting Juwan Jennings passing highlights. It's awesome.
I love it. He was a good quarterback. they threw it to Josh Dobbs, apparently, a bunch. As we watch, CBS just had that, and so here
Electric.
We go.
Oh, yeah, it's a play in the Super Bowl that got him a touchdown.
That's right. Okay, Jake, defensive line, you know who the starters are.
Yep.
Leonard Floyd, Collins.
Cody Schrader, man.
You like the return?
He just bowled through a guy.
Yeah. Malik Collins.
Yep.
Javon Hargrave, Leonard Floyd, Nick Bosa. There's 4. I think Robert Beal Jr. is a lock to make this team, as is Yetur Gross-Matos.
They have to. They don't have anyone else.
Yeah. Okay. So then it comes down to defensive tackle.
Yep.
I got
Kevin Givens and Jordan Elliott as probably making the roster. Elliott's shown me enough. I was not sold on him. They like him. He's had some moments in camp that I've been really impressed with. After watching some pretty bad tape, they think they can work with him. Nice ball from Josh Dobbs.
That was a little high-low.
Yeah. Givens is solid. They like him. So that's 8 right there. To me, you have no defensive ends. I think you got to keep at least one more defensive tackle. And the only real option to me is Kalia Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 9. I don't see anyone else. Shaquel Brown isn't shown enough.
No.
Sam Akwunu showed a little bit of practice to me, but
not
has shown
nearly
nothing
enough.
Else.
Yeah.
Evan Anderson hasn't done much for me. Alex Barrett's a practice squad champion.
Yep.
And I don't know who Jonathan Garvin is, to be honest.
I think I've seen him, and it hasn't looked good.
He's wearing 78, which is messed up that they put him in that number.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look right doing it.
Do you have any disagreements there?
No, I agree with all of that. I do think that maybe they carry eight on the initial roster and then pick somebody up who gets cut.
That's fair. Yeah, I just think I don't know. You might need a little bit more depth. You got some old defensive tackles, you know?
I would have to go deeper and look at other rosters on guys who have been on this team before or run a similar system.
I think what's clear to both of us is they need another defensive end. And
like, not depth, high.
Yeah.
Like, you need somebody who you can appreciably say might take snaps from Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
Because right now they don't have that guy.
It's,
and they can go with Gross Matos in that regard, but no.
Yep.
Also, 91 for Tennessee is humongous, and maybe they just go get him.
Yep.
That man is very large.
He's large.
Okay.
Kingston with a nice pull block and then a fumble. All right, linebacker.
Linebacker. Fred Warner, clearly Devondre Campbell, based on the fact that he's not playing tonight. D. Winters, I think, is unquestionably the third linebacker on this team. And then Jalen Graham is a depth piece. And
I think they only keep one more. I think they keep one more because you need spots elsewhere. They love Flanagan Fowles. I think he's cut at this point because he's been hurt. Curtis Robinson has shown a little bit. And then Tatum Bethune.
What is Curtis Robinson show? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
He was awful today.
He was awful, and then he made a couple nice tackles.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan, but they keep putting him in Mike.
He went to Stanford.
Remember
John
when they saved a roster spot for him?
I do.
Yeah. So, Zeke, but they brought in Zeke Turner for special teams. So, I think there's a number of ways they can go. That last spot to me is up in the air.
Yeah, and I think it's something we keep an eye on in camp because Flanagan Fowles needs to get on the field.
Yep.
If Flanagan Fowles gets on the field and just looks fine, it's his.
It's probably him.
And then you put Robinson back on the practice squad.
Because
entirely.
Yeah.
Entirely. And, you know, by the way, you know, they do think they're getting Dre Greenlaw back at some point, so whomever is this last guy.
Tonjes.
Can't get rid of Tonjes.
Well, you got to keep an extra roster spot.
Maybe you keep an extra stretch.
He actually might make the team. I don't think he will, but man.
If someone twists an ankle, which is my nice way of saying someone gets injured in the game of football at tight end, like, Tonjes makes the team.
Yeah.
Like, they don't go out again.
He just does the right thing every time.
And he's got some real Ross Dwelly vibes to him.
But, like, he's beefier than Dwelly. Dwelly was always skinny and got demolished. So I think they keep five. We'll find out, you know, who it is. Keep an eye on that one. I think that's totally undecided.
Hey, look at this little Trent Taylor jet sweep.
Yeah, there goes Trent Taylor.
Wow. Wow. Oh, good seal. Oh. Hold on, I'm going to rewind it real fast. So was that Latu on the seal?
Was it?
We're about to find out here, Jake. It's a good pass from the Pastrnak right before that. Tonjes doing stuff.
Dude, Cam
By the way, it's cover four. Good opportunity to take a look at Kingston here on this play as well as we kind of lock in at right guard.
Yep.
You got Latu.
Nugent center.
Latu next to Gutierrez. That's Tay Martin as the wide receiver. So let's keep an eye on this.
Yep.
It's a good seal by Latu there.
Kingston did his job.
And Tay Martin with a great block. That's a good play. It's a good play. Good job for those guys.
Yep.
But yeah, they're saying that you're obsessed with Tonjes. Let me tell you, like, I'm at practice too. It's not an obsession. He legitimately keeps flashing.
Dude, he had like one practice where he had like five straight catches.
They
just kept.
They threw him out there at X at one point.
Oh yeah, they did. They were like, just let's send him.
They flexed him out like he was Travis Kelce.
It was awesome.
I mean, by the way, this highlights just how practices have been. It's been brutal.
It's been. I've said it. They've had no juice except for like Mustafa and Green and some of the linebackers.
Mustafa's been marvelous. Okay, let's go linebackers. Okay, now we got to go with corners.
This is a really interesting spot.
Give me your locks.
So you got locks: Tre'Varius Ward, Renardo Green, Diamador Lenore, Isaac Yiadom. I think that's four. Locked in. I think Green versus Yiadom is actually up in the air because Yadam's been hurt. I thought Yiadom started off really well. We'll see. Green, when he plays on the outside, has looked outstanding.
Right.
He's like looked a little less convincing in the slot, but that's fair because he's learning the position.
Okay.
I think they're going to keep six corners.
We got a touchdown coming up here.
Here we go.
We're a smidge behind. Ooh, on nice Josh job Dobbs. By Josh Jobs.
Oh, runs for it.
Wow, that was a nice play.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Do you have to keep him on the team now after that one play?
I told you I think they keep three. I think they keep three quarterbacks.
I think that they can practice squad him, but...
I think they can practice squad Brandon Allen.
Well, you know what? Actually, here's the thing. They can't. and they can't do it with him either. What they... It really does come down to if Tanner Mordecai gets reps and looks good.
Yeah.
And until we see him get reps in a game, like, I can't tell you.
I know nothing. And anyone that's saying, like, they know whether he's looked good or not, no one knows. He's played, like, six snaps.
But Josh Dobbs has looked a lot better in this game than he's looked in practice.
He looked terrible at the start of training camp.
It's gotten a little better.
I think he's looked a lot better.
Let's be specific as to how terrible he looked. He couldn't get plays in. Protections were all wrong. Like, he looked completely flummoxed. He looked like a rookie.
Oh.
So... By the way, no overtime.
Is that Nigel Farage? Sorry.
Nigel Farage, the leader of the far-right party in the UK.
Back to corner. I think they keep six.
Okay.
I think you got Ward, Green, Lenore, Yadam, and then you've got a few guys who are interesting. Ambry Thomas is out that door.
Done.
That man has played himself off the team. Like, he can tackle.
We don't even need to discuss it. Anyone who's watched this understands that Ambry Thomas is gone. The question is, can they get anything for him? And I would say no.
Yep. I thought Ambry Thomas was a good trade candidate for, like, a backup defensive tackle.
Yeah.
I would say if you get a breathing human who can play defensive end, that would be interesting. Throw in a fifth, Ambry Thomas in a fifth for a theoretically capable.
You just cut his ass.
I know that's what's happening. But
they might leave him in Nashville.
I think they like Luter a lot. I think they will keep Luter.
Has Luter played? No, he's been injured.
No, he's been hurt. But I think between, you know, they brought in Chase Lucas as a special teamer.
Have you seen anything from him?
I've seen him get beat a lot.
There's some big Isaiah Oliver energy happening here.
Yeah, but he's a great special teams player. I really think he? That's his reputation.
Okay.
I think they keep Rocky Sin and Daryl Luter.
Okay.
I think that's six. Yassin, listen, his whole thing has been his injury history, but, like, he is a very good player.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
If you have an injury there and you want a vet, that's a steal of a player to have. And Luter is a guy that you can play on special teams, big frame. I think they still believe in his upside.
Yeah.
I think that's your six.
Okay.
And then you keep four safeties, of which there's really no debate, I think.
Yeah.
Jair Brown, Hufanga, if he gets healthy. Hufanga is a spot, though, where they can get a roster spot by starting with three, maybe. Mm. But they also signed Tracy Walker. So
is Tracy Walker someone that we have to consider for the roster?
Maybe. Maybe not.
That's interesting.
He's played in a few games. I think he's someone you cut. And then I think with Hufanga, you get a roster spot out of him where you keep three, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And you go Brown, Mustafa, Odom. And then you've stolen a roster spot from Hufanga.
With the new IR rule, is what you're saying.
Well, he's on PUP.
Don't you have to activate him on PUP to get him back?
No, because he's on active camp. PUP. The crazy thing about Drake Jackson is that they put him on reserve PUP, which is not something you do.
Well, it is really, if you're going to cut his ass.
Yeah, I mean,
which they effectively
done for the year, or his career maybe.
But
maybe they keep Tracy Walker. That's the only wrinkle. I think if you keep three...
Oh, look at Hawkins is trying to start some shit. That's what he does.
You know, he tries, and he misses, but he does try.
You know what? Bless him. You know, you're going to be in the NFL. You got to make a name for yourself. Just constantly go full bore, and, you know, the risk is worth the reward, or the reward is worth the risk. I don't know. Sometimes it feels flipped.
Listen, he doesn't care, and I would say, like, a positive quality...
I like the guy, too.
I do, too. I think a positive quality from a DB is to believe that you are the greatest player of all time and you don't fear anyone. Like, whether or not that's true, if you believe it enough...
Oh, here's a good opportunity to take a look at Chase Lucas. Exactly.
We're going
to
keep an eye on him.
Okay, so safety, Brown, Mustafa, Hufanga, Odom.
Yeah.
And you can steal a roster spot.
Yep, and maybe, you game day, you bring up...
Wow, safety. Malik Willis with a throw.
A dart over...
Does not matter who that was over, because that was a grade A throw.
Also, it's a 4-point game here in the fourth quarter.
Jake, so help me God. So help me God.
You know, I think it's something where Tracy Walker, whoever it is,
yeah,
you bump him up for the game day for the first few weeks or whatever until Hufanga is out. It doesn't matter who it is. You just need a body.
Holy shit.
That was a throw. Dart. Yeah. Honestly, that wasn't on.
That's why people wanted to draft him in the first round. Holy crap.
That's happened to Lucas a few times where he's been really close and he just... That's kind of the Kella Witherspoon thing.
I mean, it's fine if you're the last guy on the roster. Yep. Like, I don't care. That was fine. That was pretty good coverage. Yep. You have to make an absolutely 99% throw to make that happen. Okay.
Oh, that's a great question.
Let's go to Giannis here. Really guys, who contributes more positive plays, Hufanga or Greenlaw? Feels like both guys might bring diminishing returns in 2024. The last part I agree with. Who brings more? I would say Greenlaw than Hufanga. I feel like the Hufanga mistakes are somewhat glanced over by the media and such, but I think are more evident in deep game film watching because safeties define your defense. Whereas Greenlaw's mistakes are very obvious when they happen, and they're frequent, don't get me wrong. But the juice that he brings by bringing that energy in the box, like the entire team feeds off of
him. Blacking out, being psychotic on the field, that's valuable.
You know, and shouts to winners. Like, I think he does that. You saw today when he made, though it was immediately negated by an Ambry Thomas mistake, like, you saw that kind of juice, that kind of energy, and also just that kind of recklessness. Like, he's he's so goddamn similar to Dre Greenlaw. It's laughable. Just fundamentally completely unsound, bad routes, gets lost in space. But when he hits you, the entire defense just goes absolutely insane.
Oh, yeah.
And it's such a tone setter. So he's a real impact player. And, like, I'm in agreement 100% that, like, we're not going to get that Dre Greenlaw ever again. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I really doubt – Hufanga was Pro Bowl, not All-Pro.
No.
They made him an All-Pro?
They made him an All-Pro. Listen.
That's going to go down as one of the stupider things NFL history.
Talanoa Hufanga is, like, one of my favorite guys to talk on the team.
Everyone likes Talanoa Hufanga.
Awesome dude.
That matters.
But, like, factually speaking, huge, huge coverage deficiencies.
Well, let's make something clear here. It won't be as serious this season given the amount of cover three that they are overtly going to play.
Yep.
He will be effectively what he should have always been, which is a Sam linebacker.
Which is the Jamal Adams role, realistically.
Correct.
And you want to hear something crazy? Guess what he's rated on Madden.
Oh, I know. I saw this. It's obscene.
He's rated 88 overall.
It's obscene. It's obscene.
He's, like, not going to play for the first half of the season.
I really do hate to consistently bring this up, but, like, the dude... Yeah. So, Dave Canales, the offensive coordinator last year for Tampa Bay, was good. Not great.
Yep.
Not special. He's good. Somehow it took, like, 10 weeks for anybody in the NFL to figure out that Talanoa Hufanga can't guard anyone one-on-one in open space. And Dave Canales figured that out, I don't know, by just watching one 49ers game. And already runs a lot of 11 personnel, if not straight up 10 personnel. And or is 0-1. I mean, it's wild. So, it is... The dude tore his ACL in basic pass coverage.
That was a rough one.
Godwin put a basic stutter on him, and his knee exploded.
And also,
the
thing with him is he's all explosion. He's all, like, timing, and I think he really does study. But, like, his focus is really around the line of scrimmage, and he's really taking a while to get back. Greenlaw obviously will too, but I just think Greenlaw, like, what he brings to you, there's more upside. I think the best upside with Hufanga is if Mustafa somehow shows that he's worth starting alongside Jair Brown, which I actually think is a possibility.
They really do like to rotate the safeties.
Yep.
And so they're just going to feel more comfortable with an older player there.
No question. I'm just saying.
Especially when you're already having to cover up for some of Jair's deficiencies just because of his age.
But I'm saying the dream scenario is that you have all three of those guys. You have Hufanga, Mustafa, and Jair Brown out there. And then you can have Hufanga just basically play linebacker and rotate.
Go big nickel.
Big nickel, which we've been obsessed with forever.
Can't really do it with those three guys, though.
I think you could.
I
think you could.
You have to put Mustafa in the slot.
He can play in the slot.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Saw blitz, baby.
Okay. Listen, Hufanga's going to get a better opportunity to mitigate some of his issues. Much as I am not a big fan of cover three in the modern NFL, I do think you want to go two high safeties with the way that guys pass and forcing them to do short, you know, yardage passing and things like that.
Stopped them on fourth down.
As much as I'm not a single high safety guy, and as much as I'm concerned about that with this team in particular, given their safeties, it will put Hufanga in a better position to help, and he is a juice bringer, which is important.
All right, we got a fourth down stop. Shaquille Brown. Khalil Davis was kind of nice. It was Shaquille Brown and 78.
Garvin.
All right.
Who'd just been wiped out play after play and then coming through there.
And then special teams.
Oh, my God.
Do we have a punter controversy?
I think we might. I mean, they're very loyal to Mitch. But the heftier gentleman, Percy, here can boot the bejesus out of it. He was good. I cannot believe that that guy, who was really good for Pittsburgh the last couple of years, is just on the market.
Punting's weird, man.
It is
weird. It's like if you're a veteran but you're not an elite veteran, it's kind of like safety.
I think it's a cost thing where it's like, oh, we have to pay this punter $3 million and no punter's worth $3 million. It's just sort of, you know, it's basic
and
business.
And again, the 49ers are like, hey, I'll play for you for a game. Give me a game check. I'll show off.
Well, I mean, the NFL literally has a list of kickers. So this is, I mean, this is, I'm pretty sure this is illegal, but this is well known.
Yeah.
I'm not telling any tales out of school here. If you need a kicker, you call the league office, and they have a list of kickers, and they basically run like a 33rd team for special team guys, because no NFL special teams head coach, or special teams or certainly head coaches, know anything about kicking. And so they don't even know where to start. And front offices don't even know where to start. And so the NFL just sort of has guys, and they tell them, they're not paying them or anything, but they basically say it with like a Brandon Kornblue and some of these other guys.
Right.
They're just like, these guys have been in the league, and they're ready to go. And it's interesting. I'm pretty sure it's not legal, but I guess they make the rules.
I love it. I mean, the NFL makes all that up.
I like Harvin. I like him.
Yeah.
I don't think this is something we need to discuss.
No. But we're through our roster prediction.
Okay, that's the roster prediction.
And we've got 4.5 minutes left to go in this electric football game.
No, we're going to stop the stream before then.
Dieter is... are you going to make it?
No.
No?
No.
I can't wait to hear the helium part of this.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something there.
For those of you sickos who watch from the start.
Unbelievable sicko energy in the chat today,
great.
Jake. Love it. Can't get enough of it.
6:30 p.m. on a Saturday. Just
what are you doing?
With us deranged individuals.
Okay, let's go through and see if there's anything worthwhile here.
You go through. I'll give you some play-by-play on the fans.
Jake, go kill yourself.
We got a 49ers Germany flag.
Hey, now.
Isaac Alarcón is getting a close-up.
First, Gutierrez has been playing. There's something there. There's something there with 67. That's Gutierrez.
It was good until it wasn't. Matt Breed is getting murdered. Okay.
Yeah. It's Alarcón 67.
Yeah, Alarcón.
There's something there.
Listen, Alarcón, he went to the same place, I think, that Alfredo is.
Alfredo Gutierrez. There was never anything there.
Something about Furster. At one time he said, Alfredo, he's not the worst player I've ever seen, if you can believe it. It was something he said. And then someone asked him about Isaac Alarcón, and they went, he's better than Alfredo. Furster will tell you the truth.
I love it.
To your face.
I love it.
And it's awesome. Latu almost got clobbered over the middle. All right, we're in our four-minute offense. Tay Martin with a first down. What are you excited to see in these final 4 minutes?
Well, I was excited to see Tanner Mordecai, but...
Yeah, no. We got Nugent in Kingston. Two-man game.
Yeah, you know what? Legitimately, the offensive line is worth watching. Trent Taylor's out there. That's not a great sign for him.
He's been playing the entire game.
It's not a great sign for
him. Yeah. 8-for-10 from Dobbs.
Dobbs has got some crazy bling on.
Cam Latu, I'm going to keep an eye on him.
Whoa, Brito, what are you doing?
Oh, that's not how you run a screen, Matt.
No.
He should have been a half yard back and waited another half second.
The Nuge,
he had a ton of blockers.
The Nuge was right in front of him. And by the way, the Nuge's gut is glorious.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't think the Nuge makes the team, but man, when you watch him move.
Look at that big boy move.
Watch. He's gonna
had him sealed. That's bad job by Breida.
I thought that was Kevin Byard for a second, who's no longer on...
Kevin Byard's on the Bears now.
Yep. Crazy. The Bears are...
Bears are sneaky if they got the quarterback.
We'll see.
Wow, that was bad from Breida. Whoa, and there's a fight.
That was...
I can't believe we're doing play-by-play on this.
We have to. It's the final three minutes of an electric preseason
game. Let's talk about Aiyuk.
Okay.
When do you think this is resolved? How do you think this is resolved?
Let's look at the calendar. So we got
They're going to go on Thursday and Friday, right?
Yes.
Then they fly back and they play a preseason game here on Sunday.
Wednesday. They have practice on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Off day Wednesday. Fly down to LA, 15-16.
What happened to these blocks?
They bring Aiyuk with him. He doesn't practice. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm telling you, with this Trent Taylor Conley situation, it's pretty obvious how it goes.
I didn't realize it's the guaranteed money, which he deserved.
Yeah.
I think...
You make that catch? Yep.
I think Wednesday.
Wednesday.
This Wednesday, we get a contract agreed to. They bring him down for the joint practices, for the vibes, you know? He's clapping while there's fights breaking out.
Yep.
You know? He's trash talking.
Okay, Trent Williams, when does that get resolved?
Wow. That's a good question. That is going to
By the way, it should be noted that Trent Williams and Brandon Aiyuk want more or less the same amount of money. Josh Dobbs is just going for it, baby.
Throw it.
Nope, fumble it. Kick it out of bounds. Do something.
91
on Tennessee is incredible.
91 is an animal. He's what Evan Anderson wishes he could be.
Coburn.
See, that's the thing, is you want more width.
That guy's got width and depth and height.
Why didn't Dobbs just throw it up?
He should have punted. That's what he should have done. He should have squib punted.
Yeah.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, Brandon Allen's like, what happened there? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Aiyuk gets resolved this Wednesday.
Okay.
Trent Williams, I think it's like...
You think Trent runs it all the way?
I think it's like day roster cuts around then.
Wow.
Like end of August.
27th?
Yeah. I think he's going to keep holding out until they give him exactly what he asked for. Because he has all the leverage in the world. And he has no incentive to do anything. He has plenty of money to retire if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that he can say, you don't guarantee me what I want. I am not going to play.
Yeah.
And he can do that. So I think...
So you think the Niners give in twice?
Oh, yeah. I think they fold like lawn chairs.
All right.
That's my...
You know what? I think the entire fan base would be all for it.
No question.
I think the only people who would be the silent owner. Parag Marat. But, you know, Parag's got to worry about the championship and Leeds United and their second division soccer team.
They saw that Sam Byram is the right back.
Can we go on our lads, pull up the Leeds United depth chart?
Oh, God.
All right, let's end it there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll do something real and earnest and honest.
Yeah.
Probably Tuesday.
Maybe.
And maybe I'll stop Tuesday. Huffing helium before we do it next time.
Maybe we'll huff more. Who knows?
Okay. Bye.